Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, October 3rd, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of environmental and energy news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin, starting off with our first headline.
The 26th WETEX attracts 68 local and international sponsors. The 26th Water Energy Technology and Environment Exhibition, WETEX, organized by Dubai Electricity and Water Authority, DAU, at the Dubai World Trade Center, has attracted 68 sponsors, 37 partners, and supporters. With 2,800 companies from 65 countries participating, including 21 international pavilions, the exhibition covers an area of 87,494 square meters. Principal sponsors include Masdar, RTA, Enoch, Aqua Power, and Siemens. Strategic partners like Empower, SAP, and Danway Electrical and Mechanical Engineering are also on board. WETEX continues to be a global platform for sustainability, thanks to the support of the WISE leadership and sponsors. PowerHero welcomes Michael D'Amato to advisory board. PowerHero, a leader in advanced charging technologies, has appointed Michael D'Amato to its advisory board. With over two decades of experience in renewable energy, engineering, pharmaceuticals, software, and finance, Michael brings valuable expertise to PowerHero's mission of innovation and growth. As president of Virome LLC, Michael has led transformative projects, including mergers and acquisitions valued at over $50 million. CEO Esmond Goey expressed excitement for Michael's strategic insights as PowerHero focuses on commercializing products. Board member Brad Gastworth praised Michael's track record in driving growth across industries. Michael's appointment comes at a crucial time as PowerHero reviews licensing inquiries globally with a strategy of global expansion through partnerships and licensing agreements. T-Stitch Apparel, a new voice in sustainable fashion, blending artistic expression with eco-friendly streetwear. T-Stitch Apparel, a new player in sustainable fashion, launches its eco-friendly streetwear collection. With exclusive designs by artists worldwide, each purchase supports eco-conscious fashion and uplifts creative communities globally. Using print-on-demand tech, T-Stitch minimizes waste and ensures ethical production. Partnering with ethical manufacturers, T-Stitch offers 100% organic cotton garments built to last. Every sale contributes $1 to One Tree Planted for reforestation. While customers may wait longer for products, T-Stitch prioritizes quality and sustainability. Follow at T-Stitch for updates and new collections.
WETEX 2024 hosts 21 international pavilions. WETEX 2024, organized by DEWA, will feature 21 international pavilions from various countries. Over 2,800 companies from 65 countries will participate in the exhibition at the Dubai World Trade Center. Hesaid Mohammed Altair, MD and CEO of DEWA, highlighted the event's global significance. WATAG members from India will showcase cutting-edge technologies at the event. The Belgium Pavilion will host six companies from the Walloon region, contributing expertise in water treatment and green technologies. Italy's strong presence at WETEX 2024 reflects their commitment to sustainable innovation. The Belarus Pavilion, organized by the National Center for Marketing, will showcase the country's latest technologies and solutions, fostering future cooperation. Oaks Senior Living Communities joined together to offer shelter for Evans, Georgia senior living residents amidst Hurricane Helene. In the aftermath of Hurricane Helene, Oaks Senior Living Communities in Georgia and South Carolina banded together to ensure the safety of residents from Oaks at Evans Senior Living. Facing power outages due to the storm, residents were swiftly relocated to sister communities, Camellia Place of Woodstock and Oaks at Aiken, for continuous care. CEO Bear Mahan and CFO Drew Williams led the effort, with the regional and community leadership teams working tirelessly to meet residents' needs. This collaborative response not only demonstrates Oaks Senior Living's commitment to serving residents, but also showcases their unity and compassion in times of crisis. The culture at Oaks Senior Living focuses on honoring individual life histories and preferences while fostering purposeful living. For more information, contact Oaks Senior Living at 770-796-5871. Bloomfield Cooling, Heating and Electric offers HVAC savings this fall to North Jersey customers. Bloomfield Cooling, Heating and Electric Inc. is offering discounts to North Jersey homeowners this fall. From October 14 to November 30th, customers can save $50 on routine maintenance visits for their furnace or boiler. The company also provides rebates on high-efficiency Carrier Infinity furnaces and 0% financing for PSE&G customers. Additionally, homeowners can get 0% financing for 18 months on Generac generators. With over 35 years of experience, Bloomfield Cooling, Heating and Electric is a trusted HVAC and electrical contractor in the area. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 973-237-505. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.